Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Our pal Missy Pinkle from Hello Profile
Magazine.
There's
a lot of pink going on
there
in
is.
Here.
Yes, I noticed that.
Because you just played pink.
Yeah.
You were talking about your pink ribbon bagel
from
Panera.
Right, yes.
And then you,
here's
Missy Pinkle.
We have the Project Pink event coming up, too.
Great.
Next month. Later on this month. So I'm telling you.
Super.
It's like, I don't know about you, but I'm vomiting pink right now.
No, it's not awesome. I just forgot to wear pink.
I'm telling you.
Oh, well.
I'm thinking Pepto-Bismol. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, today is Name Your Car Day.
Yes,
this
interesting.
Where you're supposed to, I guess, give your car a name if you haven't already, or maybe think back to, have you ever named a car?
I really haven't.
Really? You haven't?
No, that's very interesting. So what kind of database is this going into, and how is this going to be meaningful for all of us? Is that now we can't say, oh, there goes Missy. You got to say, oh, there goes Missy
and Brutus or
Jewel.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know. Jewel?
I just named Jewel.
Jewel?
It just came out. I don't know why.
See, it's something subliminal.
Really?
I don't know. I contend that a car has to have a certain personality to name it. Like okay, I'll give you my current truck. I have a Dodge Dakota. And don't get me wrong, I love my truck, you know.
Yeah, it's
but
nice.
It doesn't have enough it's just there and it's practical and it helps. But my truck before that my son now has, it was an old Ford Ranger.
Uh-huh.
I called it Bubba.
Well, sure.
It just
fit.
It was Missouri work truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was Bubba.
It was
Bubba.
And it sounds, you know, it sounds like something you'd give to your kid, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you got to name it something that. Yeah.
My first car was a Plymouth Scamp. Remember those?
No.
Okay. They kind of looked like darts, the Dodge darts.
Okay.
If you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was very brown. I actually called it my Plymouth Manure. That's what
happened. There you go. Brown, of course.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Becky. Actually, its original name was Becky. I called it Becky. I don't know why.
You changed the gender?
Well, no, I didn't.
Lord, you can't go back.
Like just,
you can't do that.
It just seemed
midstream, like. Midstream, only one person can do that, and that's Jenner.
Well, this was back in the early 80s.
You named it what? Becky?
Becky.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the original name. I don't know why I just called it Becky, but its nickname was, oh, yeah, this is my Plymouth Manure. You know, that's all.
Yeah, that's a boy name. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Becky.
So anyway.
No, I don't know. It doesn't have to be an actual, like, can I get out those baby naming books and kind of do some research?
As long as you base
it on. I mean, how important
is
this? I mean, is this going to have a birth certificate thing and it's going to be logged?
No.
Or is it going to be in the registry of all?
Well, I understand Governor Parson is about to sign something that you do need to have your vehicle named.
Born on day, the VIN number becomes the Social Security number.
You have to go to revenue and everything. Yeah, I'm telling you. So, yeah. So they're going
to
look at your.
Are we going to have birthday parties for these things?
So they're going
to
look at your paperwork and go, okay, Mrs. Pinkle, okay, this is, oh, I see you have Jewel here. Okay, have you brought Jewel with you?
We have doctor's appointments. You're right. I mean, well, we do. We have maintenance, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that shows a care and an affinity for your vehicle. When you name it, because it becomes personal.
We could get into that. We can think about that.
My wife, when I first met her, she had an old green Plymouth. It was a big bomb of a car, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We used to call it the Green Booger.
Okay.
That was her car.
So those are names. It doesn't just have to be like
Sally.
It doesn't
have to be
Sally
Bob or Larry or Jenny. Or
yeah.
It could just be a nickname.
I had a Camaro, a 71 Camaro.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Yes.
In high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I got it my junior year. I was the first one to turn 16. They didn't hold me back or anything, but I mean, I turned 16 in October of my, what year was it? I don't know.
Yeah,
but I was the first
you don't
one
have to
drive.
Tell us. It's okay.
I was the first one to drive.
Yes.
So all my friends were like,
but
wow,
you didn't give it a
cool
name.
No, it's gold. It was a Camaro. It had the ripped out brown, you know,
see,
plastic seat in the back where the sun hit it too long and it cracked open.
That's a car screaming for a name,
foam.
Though.
It what?
That's a car screaming for a name.
A name? Oh.
You did wrong by your vehicle,
yeah,
Missy.
I know. You. Somebody bought it for me and I didn't think it was valuable. And now I guess what? Those 71 Camaros are pretty hot.
And hopefully they
Dang
were
it
a more caring owner and gave it a name.
Oh my gosh. At a birthday party.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
Consider naming your car.
Okay.
I like Jewel.
I don't know.
Jewel's good.
And Jewel was one of my first concerts I saw.
My hands are small.
She opened for Train.
Did she really?
And I was at the House of Blues.
So she must have been like a nobody then.
What an experience.
Was she a nobody then? If she's opening for Train.
No, she was. She
it was like a dual.
I would say this was back in the 90s, early 90s.
Oh, she was a big name then.
Okay, yeah.
Who will save your soul? But my hands are small, but they're.
That's a whole other radio show. Okay. Train, Jewel, you know, so, okay, well.
She has a Christmas version of that song, Hands.
Oh.
We played it a couple times, and people were like, how come you're playing Hands? Because, like, we were into the part where we were playing all Christmas music.
Yeah.
And somebody said, how come you guys are playing Hands? You know, I don't know, because it has, like, she put some sleigh bells behind it. That makes it a Christmas song.
Yeah, and when you're running Christmas songs 24 hours a day in this studio, which you do. It's like we can always get Christmas
let's
here.
Let's not think about that yet, shall we?
No. I know your eyes roll up in the back of your head. You're like, I haven't heard this song.
Oh, no.
Another version of Silver Bells. Oh, another version of Hark the Herald Angels.
I'm going to play the singing dogs if you don't stop.
Do it.
No, you would like it. I know, I would. Missy, thank you for coming in.
As always. Thanks, Kevin.
Such a pleasure. Name that car.
Okay.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.